Welcome to Still Standing Podcast with Michael Caputo, episode 49. Coming up on today's show, impeachment and the killing of Ukraine. On the way here on stillstandingpodcast.com.
No talking points, no spin. It's politics you can't put down. This is Still Standing with Michael Caputo.
Hi, it's Michael Caputo for Still Standing. Thanks for tuning in. I'm sorry I haven't done a podcast in a little over a week. I'm trying to stick to once a week, whether I need it or not, and sometimes I'm just not able. And by the end of the week, you wonder if I put it up on Friday, is anybody going to listen to it before the week? So then you push it to Monday, and well, Monday goes by, and then Tuesday, and here it's Wednesday. And a lot's been going on. It's certainly not for a lack of news that I'm not doing the podcast. You know, my family, after going through the bogus Russia investigations, we've been catching up, you know, doing a lot of things. I've got a lot more clients. You know, our lives are moving on. I don't take that for granted. I think about my old friend Paul Manafort, my good friend Roger Stone, others who were destroyed by this. And I'm just thankful that my family can actually move on. And I'm cognizant of the fact that there are a lot of people that can't. But, you know, that kind of keeps me from my my podcast, which I started when things were a little slower in our lives. You know, we continue. As soon as the report came out, you know, our lives, you know, kind of vindicated myself and all the other mere witnesses in this thing. And, you know, life started picking up again. I'm really glad of that. But this whole impeachment scam, I've got a bit to say about that. And I'll tell you why. You know, this is all based on Ukraine. It's supposedly predicated on a telephone call between President Trump and Volodymyr Zelensky, the new president of Ukraine. Zelensky, by the way, Zelensky. It really irritates Ukrainians to hear you mispronounce their president's name. And I just did it. President Zelensky, a good guy. He's a former actor, in fact, a former stand-up comedian. It's somewhat like, I guess, you know, electing an American comedian as president. You know, we elected a reality show host, Donald Trump, as president. But, of course, he's a billionaire businessman and had a lot more going for him than just that. A lot of great comedians have gone on to be movie stars in the United States and have done really great work. And they seem to be really, really bright people who I would trust in a public position, public service. No doubt, Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine is the same. I think that he seems very capable, and everybody I know in Ukraine is really looking forward to seeing him succeed. It's a tough job over there. I don't know if you know much about Ukraine. I do. I've lived there, worked there. I have family there. I married a woman from Ukraine, and I just recently returned from Ukraine. You'll find out soon why I was there. But I can tell you that the Ukraine, the people of Ukraine, I have high hopes for Zelensky. He still has 70% approval rating. He's been elected since late spring, early summer. I guess he was elected in April, whatever, May. And in a phone call between the president and Zelensky, the president brought up the idea of him, Zelensky, and his government cooperating with a corruption investigation, in particular, into Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, being appointed to the Burisma Gas Board. Now, I know there's a lot of talk about whether there is a quid pro quo, that Donald Trump was withholding military aid. You know, it's pretty clear that the Ukrainians didn't even know they were withholding aid. The president can withhold aid anytime he wants. Would he be in the wrong to ask for information about a potential rival? Because we don't know that Joe Biden's going to be vice president. I mean, going to have the presidential nomination for the Democratic Party. We don't know that. But would he be in the wrong asking for corruption investigation in Ukraine, to hold hands with a corruption investigation in the United States if someone is running against him? I mean, you know, is it possible that Joe Biden even knew that this was coming and decided to run against him just to protect himself? It's interesting, you know, this all goes down a hand-wringing, high-volume, top-of-the-lungs impeachment effort in the House just doesn't seem to have the steam it needs to get to the finish line. We know he's not going to be removed by the United States Senate. Remember, the House impeaches or indicts, and the Senate runs a bit of something like a trial in the Senate to determine whether they will vote to remove him or not. The impeachment is a mere indictment. But they're running it so strangely on the House side. They're running it against the rules of the House, certainly the precedence of the House. But everybody's getting wrapped around the axle here, and it's all about a telephone call with Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine. And I want everybody to think about just one thing. I don't know how much you know about Ukraine. I know a lot. Like, can you imagine? We know the collateral damage of the Democrats' attack on President Trump using the bogus Russia investigations, where, you know, of course, the Democrats of the Mueller team signed off on by Robert Mueller, the special counsel, that no one had actually colluded with Russia at all. Nobody did. There was no conspiracy, none, zip, zero, nada. And now we have another, even less convincing hoax, I believe, of the Democrats trying to go after Donald Trump. And, well, of course, there are several reasons why they're doing it. First among them, I believe, is that they are absolutely metaphysically allied and sworn all the way to their, you know, the cellular level of their souls, to rid America of Donald Trump, who was democratically elected, no matter what it takes, no matter what. We suspect and we'll know sometime soon whether or not the Russia investigations, were started illegally or unethically by Barack Obama's Siloviki. You know what the word Siloviki means? Siloviki is the Russian word for the national security apparatus, the leaders of the national security apparatus, the men who really run Russia, the Siloviki, quietly behind the scenes. They really run Russia. I never thought we had a Siloviki in the United States, but after getting caught up in the bogus Russia investigations, I know we have Siloviki here too. And the Siloviki got it in their head that Donald Trump had to be eliminated, and they created the Russia hoax, which I think we're going to find out through the Barr investigation, probably had something hinky going on all the way down to the FISA abuse, etc. That investigation is, you know, going forward. We've heard that Barr himself was overseas with U.S. Attorney Dunham out of Connecticut, who's running the investigation into the investigators. This has got to be driving the perpetrators of the hoax crazy. Did they do something illegal? I don't know. I think they probably did. Did they do something unethical? I think quite certain they did. Did they do something that's going to ruin their legacy, going to destroy their career? I think most certainly they did. Will they go down in history as bad actors, as seditionists? Likely. I think all of those are reasons for these people to be panicking. And now we see an impeachment driven by a whistleblower from where? From the CIA. John Brennan, remember him, former CIA director under Obama, was involved in the early parts of the Russia hoax, passing along the bogus Fusion GPS dossier, making sure that it made air, that it was injected into the bloodstream of the national security apparatus, of the Siloviki in Washington. John Brennan certainly knows the CIA operative who is behind this whistleblower complaint. Not even clear if it's a whistleblower complaint. I would argue that it's not, but the deep-seated bureaucrats of the insider Washington crowd, they certainly know how to manipulate the system and to use protections like whistleblower against them. They're leaking completely, absolutely, and have been since Donald Trump was elected president. These leaks do as much to damage the United States of America as it does to damage Donald Trump, of course, but it doesn't matter to them. And they know that if they're exposed, they'll be hung from the highest yardarm, tarred and feathered at least. And they need this impeachment. And this CIA operative, who was a holdover from Obama, he gave it to him. Well, I think this CIA operative, I think I know who he is, by the way. I'm not going to say his name in a podcast. I don't want to get sued by these freaks because they're suing for everything, for anything. I think I know who he is, a Ukraine specialist, as was intimated by the IG's office, someone who was in the intelligence community, who used to work with on an official capacity, a government capacity, with a candidate for president. Well, we know that's Joe Biden because no other person running for president today on the Democrat side had a reason to have a CIA operative reporting to him. Because Joe Biden, remember, was the head of Obama's Ukraine policy. This, if the person I think it is, was traveling back and forth to Ukraine on a regular basis during the Obama-Biden years, especially during the election years when Donald Trump was on the hustings and Hillary Clinton was sure to win. He was going back and forth to the Ukrainian embassy. And what was going on there? Maria Yovanovitch, the woman who was recently fired by Donald Trump for disobeying orders, she serves at the pleasure of Donald Trump and can be released at any time. She refused to assist Ukrainians who wanted visas to the United States to come and talk to the White House, talk to Rudy Giuliani about the meddling in the U.S. election that had gone on, very clearly gone on, in Kiev and as well as in the Washington embassy of the Ukrainian government. Yovanovitch, you know, was running an embassy that was very friendly to this election stuff, election meddling. So this CIA operative, who was NSC, probably in charge of Ukraine, going back and forth to an embassy that was friendly to all this election meddling, back and forth. Probably knows some of the people who were involved and working with President Poroshenko's regime in Ukraine that was clearly in the tank for Hillary Clinton. Everything they did was against Donald Trump and pro-Clinton. And we know from contemporaneous reporting that they were actually colluding with Hillary Clinton and DNC operative Alexandra Chalupa in order to impact the U.S. election. They created a dossier that we've never found out if it's real or not. Not a dossier, a ledger that contained alleged payments in the millions of dollars to Paul Manafort. He denied that he got those payments, but that ledger had been floating around for a while, but was pulled out by a Poroshenko ally and shown for all the world to see. Paul Manafort quit the campaign. When you become a problem, you know, when you become a negative story for the campaign you're working on, you leave. That's what you do. So yes, this person who filed the complaint, was he involved with the national security officers going back and forth from the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine to the White House? Was he traveling with the Vice President Biden on the way back and forth to Ukraine? Did he know that Vice President Biden's son was on the board of one of the most corrupt companies in Ukraine? I tell you, Hunter Biden knew that the company was corrupt. Everyone on that board knew the company was corrupt. It was an absolute public fact, an open secret. The Burisma gas was corrupt. They were being investigated as early as 2012. Hunter Biden joined the board in April of 2014. 2 years they'd already been in the microscope. Hunter Biden signed on to make more money than anyone should in a board appointment. Did you know? Eric Trump actually tweeted this. Did you know that someone who works for ExxonMobil, the most elite gas company in the world, well beyond, you know, the reputation of anywhere that Biden had ever worked, ever, right? And you know, he was making $600,000 a year on average for 5 years. Biden was on the board of Burisma. The board members of ExxonMobil, they actually make $330,000 annually. They have gas experience. Hunter, with absolutely no experience, is making double that. Is it illegal? I don't know. Unethical? Yes. And we know that the person who was filing this quote-unquote whistleblower complaint knew that Hunter Biden was on the board of Burisma. There's no way he didn't. Of course, Vice President Biden knew he's there. He says he never talked about it. We know that's a lie. So this person who filed the whistleblower complaint is a CIA operative specializing in Ukraine, traveling back and forth to Ukraine with the vice president, of course, because that's what the National Security Council does. Working with the local National Security Siloviki operation, U.S. Siloviki operation in Kiev, certainly knew about Hunter Biden. Did this person also know about the ledger being released? And did this person actually know about the activity at the Ukrainian embassy in Washington with Alexandra Chalupa, the DNC and Hillary Clinton operative? Did this person actually know that in January of 2016, the prosecutors and investigators, the top prosecutors and investigators of the Ukrainian government were invited over to the United States, all expenses paid, to meet with the FBI, the CIA, the DOJ, all the Siloviki of Obama's White House, sitting there waiting for these people in January of 2016. And all they could talk about was Paul Manafort's client, Party of Regions, and stop that investigation into Burisma. That's all they could talk about. Well, here's what we know. These people went back and started conspiring with the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign, providing information to hurt Donald Trump. I wonder who was hosting that meeting in the Obama White House in January of 2016. The Siloviki meeting with the prosecutors and investigators of Ukraine, encouraging them to drop the Burisma investigation, to look closer at the Party of Regions. Who was hosting that meeting? Could it have been the same person traveling back and forth to Ukraine with Vice President Biden, the same person who actually filed the whistleblower complaint? This, ladies and gentlemen, is fishy as it comes. When the United States government is controlled by unelected bureaucrats, like we are today, we are in big trouble. It's really not John Brennan's business what the president believes on policy with Ukraine. It's not his minion, this whistleblower's business, what the president's view on Ukraine policy is. It's absolutely appropriate. We are under a treaty with Ukraine in order to cooperate on investigations of corruption. A bilateral treaty, a very unique one, that absolutely empowers Donald Trump to talk to his counterpart, the president of Ukraine, about corruption. This impeachment investigation will go nowhere. They'll probably vote for it because they would impeach Donald Trump for jaywalking, of course. But it's not going to result in his removal. It will result in Donald Trump's reelection and probably the United States House of Representatives returning to Republican hands because the Democrats cannot be trusted with control of the House. This fake impeachment investigation is proof positive that they can't. But let's step back and find out more about this whistleblower. Find out more about the role of Joe Biden. Find out the role of the United States Embassy in Ukraine. Find out the role of the Ukrainian Embassy in the United States. Well, interesting that this week, I guess no, Friday, Valentin Nalivaichenko, who was the head of the Ukrainian FBI, the security service of Ukraine, twice, once under Yushchenko some many years ago, 10 years ago, 13 years ago, and then 2014, 2015 under Poroshenko, the president who ordered the Ukrainian government officials to help Hillary Clinton win the election. Now, Nalivaichenko thinks he's now been elected to parliament, and he thinks that the Ukrainian government should investigate independently all of this stuff and cooperate completely with the Trump administration on their investigations. He thinks Hunter Biden should be investigated. Now, Nalivaichenko thinks that it stinks up to high heaven that Hunter Biden was on the board of Burisma, and he believes that Poroshenko himself had to approve it. There's so much to be revealed here. It can't be revealed in U.S. investigations alone. It must be revealed in independent Ukrainian investigations as well, where the truth from both sides is shared, and we're able to understand the complete picture of just how bad this got in the run-up to the 2016 elections. We know the Ukrainian people and their leaders are very nervous that Donald Trump will punish them for former President Poroshenko's collusion with Hillary Clinton and the DNC. I know that for a fact because they told me face-to-face just recently. I was there. They're very nervous. There's no reason on God's green earth that the Zelensky administration should be held accountable for the crimes, the collusion, the corruption of the Poroshenko administration that preceded him. They were unelected. They were defeated resoundingly. Something like almost 70% of the vote went to Zelensky. That is a mandate for leadership. And Donald Trump and the Trump administration should not, under any circumstances, the United States Congress, House, and Senate, should not, under any circumstances, blame Zelensky and the people of Ukraine for what Poroshenko did. But also, we need to be extremely careful, America, because the people of Ukraine are good people. The nation of Ukraine is a natural ally to the West, and they want to join the European Union. Trying to join the European Union is what caused the coup in 2014 to begin with, but they're still headed in that direction. They're on our side. We can't let the Democrats, absolutely fake, dangerous, cynical impeachment attempt grind the bones of every Ukrainian to dust. We can't allow the Democrats to do that. They don't care about collateral damage. Families were the collateral damage during their fake Russia investigations. Families, American families. Now, who's going to be the collateral damage in this bogus impeachment? The killing of Ukraine. That's what's going to happen here. The Democrats, by just doing anything at all possible to destroy Donald Trump, are going to grind the bones of Ukraine to dust. We cannot allow that to happen. Damn right we can't let that happen. This impeachment investigation is going to continue. It's not going to go as fast or as efficient as the Democrats want. They can't help themselves, however. Impeachment is the crack cocaine of the Democratic Party. They can't not take a hit. But while they're smoking their crack, they can't destroy this presidency. They won't. But we have to be on guard that they don't destroy Ukraine. They're our ally. Even though the Obama administration never wanted to do anything in Ukraine that would upset Vladimir Putin, Donald Trump, for the first time, has stepped up and sent lethal weapons in defense to the Ukrainian troops. These weapons were authorized by Congress during the Obama years, and Obama never sent them. The money never got spent. The weapons gathered dust, and now Donald Trump stood up and gave the Ukrainians the weapons they need to defend themselves against the Russian invasion in the Donbass. We need to do more than just send them weapons. We need to defend them here at home. We need to make sure that the Democrats don't destroy them completely while we're guarding our president from destruction. Of course, this presidency is the highest priority in the midst of this Democratic impeachment hoax. But please, if you will, keep your eye on Ukraine. They're innocent, and they don't deserve to be collateral damage. Well, I'll tell you what, this is going to be it for me today. Thanks a lot for tuning in. Thanks a lot for supporting us over at stillstandingpodcast.com, and of course over at Patreon, where you can donate to keep us going. Thank you very much for your patience in waiting for this podcast episode. Keep your eye on Ukraine, ladies and gentlemen. Don't take your eye off the ball, because the Democrats will burn it down. Have a great week.